listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today, if you're listening to this episode, I'm guessing it's because you want to get to know our guest today a little bit better. And perhaps you're considering a consultation or you already have an appointment, you're just curious. Whatever your reason, we're here to help you. So I want to welcome Julia Jowett to our podcast. Am I saying it right even?
Yes. You nailed it.
Okay. Can we take
no
that
one ever up? Gets it right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I realized as I'm talking, like I've never said her name out loud in front of her. Is this right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. All right.
Jowett.
Training and credentials are really important. And so we're going to ask you about those in a moment. But first, I want to ask, what do your patients usually say about you?
I think that I am approachable, that they feel comfortable talking to me. Usually after we go through a consultation, people say they feel a lot more relaxed and at ease. And I think it's nice to just get to know somebody before you commit to this really in-depth process with them. You know, you're spending money, you're spending time, your trust, and really feeling like you have an actual connection with them. And I try to really achieve that with patients and let them know I'm a person. I understand how scary some of this stuff is, especially if it's your first time doing something. Mm-hmm. So I get that a lot.
Yeah. And what have you learned from listening to your patients? Does that help you sort of by hearing the themes in terms of their questions or the things that they're apprehensive about? What have you gathered from that process?
Well, I think that the longer that I've been in aesthetics, I am aware of all the different types of treatments. You know, I have such a wide knowledge base and I have to remember that somebody coming into this completely new, they don't have that same knowledge base. And so when they come in, a lot of times what they're saying is, I don't want to look like an alien. I see that person over there and I don't want to look like them. And I think that that's what's going to happen to me if I come here, or my husband thinks that. And so what I remember every time I talk with somebody is to really understand what their view is or their impression of aesthetics. What are they nervous about? What are they thinking in the back of their mind? Could this go wrong? How could it go wrong? Making sure I answer all those questions and just really diving into how that happens, why we don't have that happen at our clinic. And that I think is consistently something I hear from most people.
That makes sense. I think, especially with social media, we're all exposed to crazy stuff every day. Absolutely. And so then you start to think, is that normal? Is that what's going to happen to me?
Well, and I think I remind people, a lot of times people like to look that way, or that's they true. Lose sight of how they look. And so they come in and they want a certain look. And maybe that injector or that provider is known for getting that. And that's great. That's a subset of people, but that's not the norm. Majority of the people walking around that have had some sort of treatment are undetectable. And that's typically the goal. And so I think once they hear that and kind of understand that that's both of our goal. Our goal is to keep you natural. It's to keep you looking like you, but refreshed. It kind of takes this weight off their shoulders that, okay, I don't have to worry about this anymore. I know that we're on the same page.
Yeah. And why do you think it's important to listen closely to what they're saying?
Well, it's their face. As much as I have maybe things that I see and I'll communicate that to them as well, I want them to walk away from the process really achieving what they want to achieve. And if that is something that goal can be met non-surgically, I will achieve that for them. If it isn't and it's not realistic and maybe it's more of a surgical consideration, I will be honest with them about that as well. The nice thing is that we have both of those options. So if I consult with somebody and I realize, you know what, this just isn't a good fit, they're never going to get this goal with CoolSculpting. They really need liposuction and a tummy tuck. And let's talk to the surgeon about that. Uh-huh. But if you don't really hear the goals or really get to know the person and what they're looking to achieve, then you might miss something and you might not really get that end result that you want.
And I think that shows up in reviews. Patients who maybe weren't listened to at a clinic then give a 3-star review because they're just underwhelmed because they didn't really get what they wanted. And when you have a 4- or 5-star review, it's somebody who's really satisfied and did get to that goal. So as a consumer, it's good for us to say, what are our ways we can get to know Julia and get to know her personality? We get to see her results in before and after pictures. I meet her. I understand her expertise. I read her bio. But there's also that component of reviews. And I think that's where you're saying, okay, what do other people think? And ultimately, did you listen to them to get them what they wanted? And are they satisfied?
I think that's one of the best compliments I receive when I read a review about me and I see that they were so happy that I listened. And it's not something that you think, okay, results or other components to it, but listening. And it's actually, you realize that's a special thing. A lot of patients will say, I went to another consultation and the doctor didn't listen to me at all, or they rushed through it, or they just tried to sell me something. And, you know, and you forget that we're in such like a warm, happy little bubble environment where there's never any pressure for anything. The goal is always do what's best for the patient. Mm-hmm. And I forget that it's not like that everywhere. When they come here, they can sense that, and they can sense that we just want to do what's best for them. So,
right.
Yeah.
Great. So let's get to know you, Julia. Okay. Tell us about yourself.
So I initially grew up in Virginia, and then at about 8th grade, I moved down to Florida near Clearwater, Tampa area. I was there until college, and then I went to my undergraduate at the University of Georgia. Then I went to PA school at George Washington University.
Wow.
And then I came here. There was a little stint. I was in the Virgin Islands in between school.
Ooh, tell us about that.
It was one of my like spontaneous moments of before I started grad school, I went down there with a one-way ticket and said, let's just see what this is all about, and loved it, stayed, made some lifelong friends.
How long were you there?
I was there for a little under a year. I went back twice. So I went for 4 months, and then again, I was like 4 months later, I went back again, and then I had to go start school. My parents would have killed me if I never came back.
Well, at least you did it. I think that's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
So what was your educational path in terms of, so you're in Florida and then you go do your undergrad, and what was your undergrad? What did you study?
Yeah, it was in psychology. And it was one of those majors of, I don't know what I want to do. Let's just pick psychology until I figure it out. And once I learned, you know, my father's one of those people that just is very like, let's make a list. Let's go through pros and cons. Let's pick a nice field for you. And, you know, when I discovered what a PA was, I thought that sounds awesome, because that sounds like you don't shut a door for yourself by picking an avenue. You're picking something that just leaves all these doors open. Mm. Little did I know where this would take me. I had no idea. When I picked that, I thought, okay, well, if I want to work in an ER, I can. If I want to work in a primary care office, I can. I went to school. I picked one of the top programs in the country, which George Washington is one of the oldest and one of the top ranked. And I thought, I'm never going to get in. I'm just going to apply, see what happens. I'm probably not going to get in anywhere. Somehow I got in that program. And I thought, you know what? The stars are aligning. This is just what I meant to do. And I went through the training, and it was, you know, right before I moved out to San Diego, I thought, okay, I don't really know what I want to do still. I have this awesome degree. Now what?
So what made you decide, okay, San Diego's my spot?
I came out here to visit between college and grad school. And I thought, I really want to move there. But there, at the time, there weren't any PA programs out here. And I knew I wanted to go to PA school. That was just my goal. But it stuck with me. And I thought, you know what? At some point, that place just seems like heaven. And I would love to live there.
It is heaven, right?
It is. And it just stuck with me, you know, through school and even after living in the Caribbean. And I thought, oh, I'll go back down there. That's really what I want to do. And then something was holding me back from committing to that. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to give San Diego a try. Same thing. I had a one-way ticket out here. I didn't know anyone. I said, let's just see what happens.
You are so adventurous. I would never have guessed this about you. I love learning new secrets about people. I mean, because you'll meet Julia. She's so sweet. She's gorgeous. She's just so kind and sort of quiet, not crazy. But then you're like, oh yeah, one-way ticket. Let's do it. I love that. Okay. So was there a life event or trigger that made you say, I want to go to PA school? Like, what was that?
I think it was the combination of being able to help people, but still being able to feel like I had the opportunity to have a career that would support myself. And so I think when you're navigating that, that was something my father really instilled in me, is that he wanted me to be able to work, make enough money to make a good living, not ever rely on anyone. And I also wanted to feel like I could give back to people. Mm. And so I didn't know where that was going to happen. I didn't, you know, I looked in like business or even in psychology, there's a lot of ways to achieve that, but nothing spoke to me. As the further along in the program I got, I thought, you know what, I just want to see what PA is about. And I think the more experience I got, I think a huge thing was when I went down to the Caribbean and I realized like how important access to healthcare was and how there's just still so much work to be done in so many ways. And I, you know, at that time I thought I'm definitely going to work with underserved communities and give back to the community in some way, which I think still has happened. I think it just in a different way than I ever saw. I think what I do now, it's a combination of psychology and healthcare in a way that is still helping people feel better about themselves. So it kind of tickles like both things that I really wanted.
Yeah, that's really true. It is so much. And I think being able to understand where the patient's coming from and why sometimes things like, let's say, acne scars can be debilitating for people. And you have a way with lasers to be able to help minimize them and give them a whole new found confidence. And you just, some people can say, oh, it's superficial and crow's feet, like who cares? But some of us have things. We all have things. And sometimes it can really be a burden. Yeah. And so being able to understand that where this person's coming from, it's not a frivolous thing. Do you find that?
That's one thing that always, it still catches me off guard because a lot of the things that I do are, they are routine, a lot of Botox, filler, laser. And I kind of get in the rhythm of just, this is what I do. And then I'll have a moment in the day where I'll say I injected, for example, I'm thinking of a patient that I've treated for a long time. She finally decided to have filler. We did a really conservative amount and she just burst into tears when we were done. And she just said, I've been feeling so self-conscious about this. I didn't want to apply to other jobs because I just felt like I looked so tired and like nobody would want to hire me. And I thought, wow, this subtle thing that I did, that's just part of my day. I inject filler. It was life-changing for her. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with lasers. Like you mentioned, I mean, even the podcast we've done about MiraDry, we talked about that.
I was just thinking about MiraDry.
A simple procedure. And every time I treat somebody, I think this is probably going to change their life. And it's something that I just do as part of my day-to-day job. But you know, when somebody comes in for something like this, they're being vulnerable. They're talking to you about their insecurities and you don't know them. You've never met them before. And they're opening up about these things that I don't like about myself and trusting you to change them or to help them. And that, you know, I never take that for granted.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful, fulfilling type of position to be in. I think that's really wonderful. So what does a perfect workday look like for you? Give us a day in the life of Julia.
One of my favorite things about working here is there's never a day that's the same as the day before. There's always a nice combination of procedures. I love laser. It's my wheelhouse. I'd have a laser for everything at this clinic, but I also love injectables. And there's such an artistic side, especially when you're combining treatments. So if I have a day where I have a resurfacing and a cool sculpting and a couple filler and some Botox, I walk out of there smiling because it's just, I get to do a little bit of everything. I get to use different parts of my brain.
So what procedures do you love to do and why?
I think my favorite procedures, and I get asked this a lot, and honestly, the answer can change by the week, you know, what my mood is. One of my favorite procedures is resurfacing, skin resurfacing. And we have one of the best devices to do that with. It really is, I mean, it's an amazing machine. It's called the Cyton. And I do a lot of something called TRL, which is a full field resurfacing. So patients that have little etched lines in the skin that no matter what, you can't put makeup to cover them up. You know, if you did something mild, like a microneedling or a mild laser, not going to touch them. Oh. But when you do a full field resurfacing treatment to them with a TRL, it is a game changer. And that is just every time I do one, I get little butterflies because I know how good it's going to look. And then when we see them come in for follow-up and they look 20 years younger, it's just nothing else can compare to that. I also love doing filler. I think that that's something that every patient's face, their anatomy is a little different. There's a new challenge. There's a new asymmetry. It's never easy, but it's always really rewarding. So I love that as well.
What do you like to do when you're not at work?
Well, if you would have asked me that question 7 months ago, I probably would have had a different answer. But right now it's play with my baby. I have a little girl named Briella. She's just turned 7 months on Sunday and she's just a joy. She's so much fun. And so it's just, I mean, any moment I have, I like to just hang out with her.
Now, what would you want our listeners to gain from listening to today's podcast?
I think just if you're ever nervous about any component of this process, whether it's the consultation, whether it's the procedure, whether it's opening up to somebody or talking to somebody about things that you are insecure about or that you want to just learn more about, feel comfortable. You know, this experience does not need to be scary. It does not need to be hard to navigate or confusing. We will simplify it for you and know that there's never any pressure. And that's something that I can genuinely say from somebody that's an employee at the company. I never have to talk to somebody about why a consultation didn't end up moving forward with a procedure. I can just say it wasn't the best choice for them, or it was better suited for them to do XYZ. So there's never any of that in this company.
Now, where can people find out more about you?
Well, I know that my bio is on our website. I think that's the best place to really start. I have an Instagram, and my name on Instagram is San Diego Injector. I thought I'll keep it really simple.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, there's not much, but I do want to build it more.
Well, now
with
that
a 7 month old.
Yeah. Now that you're back from pregnancy and maternity leave, you know, you can slowly but surely, a little bit at a time every day.
But I do love it when patients, they'll tag me on there or share things on there. So it's still something I check and I use. And it's one of my goals. It is just 7 month old.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for all your time today.
Thank you.
It was fun to like get to know the secrets of Julia.
I know, this is fun.
All right. So you can find more information about Julia, see her reviews, before and after photos, et cetera, on our website. You can follow her at San Diego Injector on Instagram. And then in our show notes, we'll have all the information in terms of, you know, links and ways to contact us. And if you subscribe to our podcast, there's a little reward. So be sure to check the show notes for that. And I think if you show us that you're subscribing, then you get $25 off 50 or more in our med spa. So let's ask you, Julia, if you had $25 free to spend off 50 or more, what would you buy?
I love Skin Better products.
Skin Better?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite Skin Better product?
The Alto.
The Alto Defense, which is
It's the antioxidant. Yep.
Yeah.
And that one, I think it's just no matter what's going on with my skin, it fixes it. I don't know how.
Do you use it once a day or twice a day?
Twice a day.
Okay. See, there you go. And her skin, you can't see, I can see. Her skin's beautiful, flawless. So
especially post-pregnancy, it was like, you know, and I will say, I do give some credit to Elastin as well. Their restorative treatment after I had my baby, you know, it's just dry and lax and all of that. And it just kind of healed everything back up. So
yeah, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks everybody
thank
for
you.
Listening. Thank
thanks
you,
for
Julia,
having
for your time. And we'll see you all on another podcast with the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.